happy to see each one of you here.
早上好，很高兴看到大家。
Hi,
Mommy.
As I looked out over the crowd, my heart just seemed to feel good.
我看到大家的每张笑脸，我心里真的觉得很开心。
Sort of like children coming home.
就好像孩子们回到自己的家一样。
Here's Sunday morning, I see this one and that one and that one, and oh, I feel so good that you came out.
每个星期天的早上看到大家出现在教堂里面，我真的就像看到孩子回家一样，好开心。
So you must always remember we're a family.
你必须要记得我们是一家人。
In fact, we are a family that are so close that our relationship will go on through eternity.
我们这样的一家人的关系如此紧密，这种亲密的关系是要进到永久的，是永恒的。
I thank you for coming today and trust that God will bless us as we listen to our brother.
所以我欢迎大家来到教会，也欢迎我也相信我们大家今天的信息会让我们得益。
Dr. Rife, I've known him for many, many years.
今天的讲员 Dr. Rife 是我多年的好朋友。
Grew up most of his early life in Central America.
他是在美国中部成长。
His mother and father was missionaries.
他的父母亲都是宣教士。
And so when he got of age to go to get his education and of course his wife, he came back to the States and got them and went back to Central America.
Oh, Central America, sorry. 他们不是在美国中部，是在中美洲，在中美洲长大，因为他的父母是那里的宣教士，他上学的时候才回到美国，在美国上学结婚。
And that's where his heart is with the Spanish people.
所以他的心一直是在中美洲那里，跟那边的西班牙裔的人是在一起的。
But he took off a little time to work with the Chinese people.
他也花了很多时间和中国人一起工作。
He was one of the workers in the early years of the Chinese church here.
他也是我们这个中国教会中在这里的最早的一些同工之一。
But when he came back from Central America, and I'm saying Central because I'm not sure if it was a Honduras or Guatemala or which one you were, which.Guatemala, that's why.
妈咪说这个中美洲特别的那个国家是指的是危地马拉。
And when he came back, he had a vision and he got an 18-wheeler.
他就是 Dr. Rice 从那边回来之后，从危地马拉回来，来到美国之后，他有一个意向，所以他买了一辆18个轮子的大卡车。
Now that wasn't to carry his family around.
他这个大卡车不是为了把家人拉着到处去旅行。
He saw the influx of all the Central American Indians.
因为他看到的 Indians, American Indians?
No, no, these are from Central America.
Oh.
They're not Cubans, they're not Spanish, they're Guatemalan, we call them Indians. But you don't have to worry about that.
因为他开始看到这些是中美洲那些印第安人的需要，他有很多人都来到了美国。
He had a burden, so he got that 18-wheeler, fixed it up, put carpet all the way around, and put chairs in it and started to West Palm.
他当时他就买了这个十八轮子大卡车，里面铺上地毯，然后摆上椅子，他就开着这个车在这个棕榈滩就各处跑。
Now that little 18-wheeler has gone from an 18-wheeler which we no longer use to I cannot tell you how many churches they've started here in the United States.
这个十八个轮子的大卡车刚开始就是这么一个小小的卡车，现在已经不用
了。And the churches they've started in Central America.
但是无数个教会，在美国的教会，在中美洲的教会，就是从这个十八个轮子的卡车开始的。
They started a Bible school, an institution, Bible institution. They have graduated over 100 preachers.
而且这个十八个轮子的卡车也从这个卡车里也诞生出一个圣经学校，教育出了超过100个人的西班牙裔的牧师。
This man's vision.
这就是 Dr. Rice 的他的
Now, I do have a personal note. His mother lived in Hope Sound when I first came.
对妈咪来讲，她还有一些特别的关系。Dr. Rice 的母亲是在 Hope Sound 的。
She was a Bible teacher.
她是在圣经学校的老师。
And I used to go to her classes.
而且妈咪那时候去上过她的课。
I have never had a better Bible teacher before or since then.
妈咪说，从那之前或者之后都没有更好的一位圣经老师了。
A very godly woman.
非常敬虔的一个妇人，非常好的
圣经老师。She was one of those people that impressed my heart with the power of God.
她是这些能够
So it's really my
用神的这个力量来接触到妈咪的心的其中之人之一。
It's really my privilege today to have Dr.
Dr. Rice.
I want to call him something, Dr. Rife, to come.
所以妈咪觉得今天特别荣幸能够介绍 Dr. Rice 来我们教会讲道。
Good morning.
早上好。
I am so glad to be here this morning.
今天早上我真是高兴能来到教会跟大家见面。
I know a few of you.
我认识你们中的一些人。
But there's many that I don't know.
但也有很多人我都没有见过。
I'm glad for each one that's here this morning.
我真是很高兴能够见到你们每一个人。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
We look different.
我们看起来不一样。
We speak different languages.
我们说的语言也不一样。
But we're all the family of God.
但是我们都是神大家庭中的一员。
And we love God.
我们真的是，我们爱神。
So, I'm so glad that each one is here. I'm glad that each one is here.
我真高兴每个人都在这里，都来到教会。
I was here once when you dedicated your new church.
我们教会在奉献礼的时候 ,Dr. Rice 来过。
But then we moved away and we were up in Ohio.
然后 Dr. Rice 他们搬走了，他们去了 Ohio.
And we just came back to Hope Sound.
然后最近又回到 Hope Sound 了。
We're living in Hope Sound now.
现在我们在 Hope Sound 常住了。
So maybe we'll have the privilege of being here a little more often.
说不定啊，我们以后还会常常见面的。
Now, this morning I want to talk to you from the theme, is our love for Christ sincere?
今天我想要跟大家分享的主题就是我们对神的爱，我们对基督的爱是不是真诚的。
And I'd like for my interpreter to read John 21, verses 14 to 17.
我请大家打开圣经，约翰福音二十一章十四到十七节。约翰福音二十一章十四到十七节。约翰福音二十一章，这是我们都很熟的一些故事。So shall we read together?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
But it's Chinese.
Yeah, sure. 我们大家一起来读第二十一章十四到十七节。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being in this church this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够来到教会敬拜你。
We thank you for Jesus Christ.
我们为耶稣基督感谢。
We thank you for the love that you have for us.
我们也为你对我们的爱来献上感谢。
And we thank you that we can love you back with your love.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们也可以用这样的爱来爱你。
We thank you for this very interesting story.
主，我们也为这个有趣的故事来感谢你。
I pray you'll help us to understand it this morning.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够理解这个故事的寓意。
Send your Holy Spirit to teach us, we pray.
让你的圣灵来教导我们，我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I also want to thank Sister Swartz for that wonderful introduction.
我也特别想要感谢妈咪的这个介绍，这样子来介绍我们。
Sometimes I wonder just who she's talking about.
有时候都不知道他是说的是谁哪一位。
And then I thought, man, if that's me, I can't wait to hear myself speak.
然后我想，哇，这个人真棒，我都想听听他讲到了。
You know, we only are what the grace of God has made us.
我们都是神把我们造成我们现在的样子。
And to him be all the honor and the glory.
所有的荣耀都归于神。
I thank God for the privilege I had of helping to start this Chinese church in Riviera Beach.
我也感谢主，当年我们在 Riviera Beach 来建立这个教会的时候，我也是当时的同工之一。
We worked with Brother Wesley Gua many years.
我们当时跟当时的郭牧师有一起合作了很多年。
And I thank God for the congregation here this morning.
我也特别为今天这么多的会众感谢主。
And I thank God for Brother Daniel and Sister Dorothy that are heading up the work now.
我感谢主，我们有许牧师师母来带领这个教会。
To God be all the glory.
所有的荣耀都归于神。
Now, to understand the passage that we just read, I want to give a little background information.
我们这个故事是常常听到的故事，但是我们要怎么去理解这个故事？我想给大家一些背景知识。
We won't take time to read that this morning, but in John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14.
John chapter 21,
verses 1 through 14.
Well, that's
the, we won't read it this morning.
哦，我们刚才这个就是耶稣这个和彼得的这个故事，前面一到十四节我们没有时间读了，大家可以回去看。
Here we find that Jesus had resurrected from the dead.
我们看到耶稣已经从死里复活了。
What a marvelous Jesus we have!
我们真是我们有一个创造神迹的主。
Oh, what power he has!
他有这样的能力，能够从死里复活。
He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth."
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
That's the God that we serve this morning.
这就是我们今天所服侍的主。
So the third time he appeared to his disciples.
他对他的门徒显现了三次。
A few of them had decided to go fishing.
第三次他显现的时候，他的有些门徒决定要去钓鱼。
And I can identify with these fishermen.
我可以跟这些渔夫们，我有跟他们有共同之处。
Look at the last part of verse 3.
我们看看第三节。
They went out fishing all night and didn't catch anything.
他们那天一夜里在一夜都在打鱼，什么也没打上。
That's the way I fish.
那就是我钓鱼的时候总是那样的。
I don't go very often.
我不怎么常常去钓鱼。
I don't think it's worth it to fish all night and not catch anything.
我觉得一个晚上都在那钓啊钓的，什么也钓不起来，实在是让人很灰心。
But when the morning came, there's a stranger on the shore.
但是天亮的时候，他们看到岸上站着一个陌生人。
And he said, "Have you caught anything?"
他就问，他说，你们钓着什么没有？
They didn't know who he was.
他们不认识这个人呢。
But this strange person.
但这个陌生人
said, "Put your net on the right side of the boat."
就说你把你的网撒在船的右边。
I'm sure they thought, "Oh, this is a crazy idea."
我相信这些渔夫肯定觉得说这是
We fished everywhere.
实在是太疯狂了，我们一个晚上到处都打了都没打着。
But they were desperate for some fish.
但是他们实在是想钓着一些鱼。
They were hungry.
他们饿一晚上打鱼。
So they said, "Well, let's try it."
他们说那我们就试试吧。
And guess what happened?
那发生了什么呢？
Their net filled with fish.
他们那个渔网都满满的都是鱼。
Now I'd like to go fishing with Jesus.
我很想跟耶稣一起去钓鱼。
Wow.I would do that too.
他要让我在什么地方撒网，我一定撒下去。
And so then they couldn't even raise the net.
因为网里的鱼太多，连那网都拉不上来了。
So the apostle John said, "Hey, that has to be Jesus."
所以这时候的约翰就说了，那肯定是主。
You know, in March, my wife and I had the privilege of being there in Israel.
今年三月份的时候，我跟我夫人我们一起在以色列。
And we went to the Sea of Galilee.
我们到了加利利海。
We were right there where this happened.
我们站的地方就是这个耶稣让他的门徒们撒网的地方。
We even had a service Sunday morning on the Sea of Galilee.
而且那天星期天的主日早上，我们甚至在加利利海边有一次主日崇拜。
And we had a communion service on the Sea of Galilee.
我们就在加利利海边领了那天早上的圣餐礼。
And there's a group of French Christians with us on this boat.
在那船上跟我们一起的是一些来自法国的一些基督徒。
They were members of a Methodist church in South France.
他们是南法国的一个卫理会的教徒。
I didn't even know there's Christians left in France.
我甚至不知道法国现在还有基督徒啊，因为法国正世风日下。
But there they were, pastor and all his church members.
但是我的确看到很多法国基督徒跟我们一起在以色列。
That morning we celebrated.The Lord's Supper in three languages.
那天早上，我们用三种语言一起来领主的晚餐。
There are some Palestinian Christians there on the boat.
那船上甚至还有巴勒斯坦的基督徒。
And my family, there are eight of us on the boat. My family.
我们家有八个人都在那个船上。
So we did it in English.
所以我们是用英文来敬拜的。
And the Christians from France did it in French.
当然，这些法国人、法国基督徒是用法语来敬拜。
But God, he didn't need an interpreter. He understood it all.
我们的主不需要任何翻译，他懂得我们所有的语言。
Then later on, we went to this very spot where the story is about this morning. You know the story. After Jesus had fed him, you know Jesus is a good cook too. Wouldn't you love to eat a breakfast cooked by Jesus?
你愿不愿意,你是不是很想吃一顿耶稣所做的饭呢?
And then Peter called out to, Jesus called out to Peter. And he asked him three times if he loved him.
他问了彼得三次,你爱我吗?
Now, a lot of people think that Jesus asked him three times because Peter had denied Jesus three times.
很多人认为说耶稣为什么要问彼得三次你爱我们是因为
I've heard that for years. But as I began to study it, I found there's something more to it than that. You see, in Greek, there's two words that are translated love.
你知道吗?在希腊文里面说到爱这个词是有两个不一样的词。
The first Greek word is agape.
第一个希腊文是 agape, 也就是 我们所说的无条件的爱,有时候我们把它翻作爱加倍,爱加倍的爱。
I'm sure many of you or most of you have heard of agape love.
我们中间很多人都已经听说过这个无条件的爱,agape love.
Will you repeat that word with me in agape?
大家一起来重复agape。
Everybody
agape.
Together.
Agape.
Good, now you know a word in Greek.
现在你们知道一个希腊词了。
And that is a very special high divine love.
这种无条件的爱是一种有神性的爱,它是没有任何附加条件的。
This is the word that's used in John 3:16.
这是在约翰福音三章十六节用的就是这种 agape love, 就是神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
I thank God for his love.
我感谢神他对我们的这种爱,无条件的爱。
And in John 13:1.
然后在约翰福音的十三章第一节,
this agape love is the love that Jesus had for us. Oh, what wonderful love. But not just that. In Matthew
23:37,
this agape love is what God wants us to have for him. That's my question this morning. Do we have agape love?
我们对神的爱是不是这样无条件的?
And in John chapter 14 and verse 15,
还有就是约翰福音的14章15节,
this is the love that helps us to keep God's commandments.
这种无条件的爱也是让我们能够遵守神的诫命的一种爱。
We are to walk in this love according to Ephesians 5:2.
以弗所书第五章第二节也是,我们应当在这种爱里面行走。
And this is the love that brings rejoicing.
而且这也是这种爱能够把这个喜乐带给神的。你们若爱我,因我到父那里去就必喜乐。
John 14:28.
这是约翰福音的14章28节。 这边用到的这些爱都是agape,无条件的爱。
You know, if anybody has trouble keeping God's laws, maybe you don't have agape love. You see, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
耶稣说,
if we have agape love, it won't bother us to keep God's laws.
我们就不会很遵守神的诫命,
it will be a privilege.
这对我们来讲就是一种优先权一样,
can I explain this with an illustration from my own life?
我想要用我自己的生命之中的一个故事来跟大家再更深地说一下这个词的意思。
Some of you remember when I used to live here in Florida.
你们也许有些人都记得我以前曾经在佛罗里达生活过。
My first wife died of cancer.
我的第一个太太是因为癌症去世。
Many of you were so gracious and helped me during that time.
在那段困难的时期,你们中间很多人帮助了我。
I remember one time you came to our house in Hope Sound.
我还记得有一次是哪一位到我们家里去看我。
My first wife was very sick with cancer.
那时候我的第一个太太已经因为癌症已经病得非常厉害。
But you came and sang.
你们来到教来到我家里给他唱歌。
Encouraged her and myself.
你鼓励他也鼓励了我。
Later on,
之后
when she passed away,
当他去世以后
a whole group of Chinese people came to the wake.
我们这个教会有来了有很多人一起去参加他的这个追思会。
And they had a little Chinese funeral.
我们甚至在葬礼上有一段中
文。That was a real encouragement.
那对我来说是极大的鼓励。
But then a little over a year after that,
一年之后
Helen and I had become friends.
我太太和我现在的太太，我们成了好朋友。
You see, Helen was a single missionary in Guatemala with us.
Helen 那时候是跟我们一起在危地马拉做宣教士的。
She was a good friend of my first wife.
她是我第一个太太的好朋友。
She helped me raise my three boys that were born in Guatemala.
她也帮助我们来一起教养我们的三个儿子。
She read stories to them.
她给他们讲故事。
Some of them still call her Aunt Helen.
我的三个儿子之中，甚至直到现在还有人叫她叫海伦阿姨。
And then when we got engaged to get married,
然后我们订婚准备要结婚了。
When this church was in the old church,
我们这个教会当时还在还是在我们的老教会呢。
You gave us a special time.
而且就你们给了我们特别的一个时间。
A wedding shower.You gave us wonderful gifts, and some are very expensive.
给了我们很真的很多很好的礼物，有的甚至是很贵的礼物。
We still have most of them, don't we?
那些礼物我们好多的现在还在家里在用呢。
It was a wonderful expression of your love.
这就是你们对我这个爱的一种表达。
But that's not all of the story.
这只是故事的一部分而已。
When we first started becoming friends,
当我们刚刚开始交朋友的时候。
I told Helen, I don't like the way you comb your hair.
我告诉 Helen 说，我不喜欢你梳头发的那个样式。
Nothing wrong with it.
哎，没错，这个这样梳也没什么错。
I just didn't like the style of her hairdo.
我就是不喜欢你这个头发的样式。
She'd combed it that way for years.
但是她那样梳已经梳了好多年了。
But she said, "How do you want it?"
但是她说，那你想要我梳成什么样？
So I told her.
所以我就告诉她。
It took her a long time to learn to do it.
她花了很长时间才学会这个新样式。
And it wasn't easy.
这也不容易。
It took a lot longer to do it.
但要真正要梳起这样的样子，她也
喜欢，也很
容易。但是她直到今天一直都梳这样的样式。
And I love it.
我喜欢这样的样式。
That's not all of it.
这还不是故事的全部。
She looked at me and said, "Glenn, I don't like the way you comb your hair."
她看着我说，她说 "Glenn, 我也不喜欢你梳头的样子。
Now that was the problem.
这是个问题啊。
I'd combed my hair for 60-some years that way.
我六十多年都梳这个发型的。
Others had tried to get me to change my hairdo.
很多人跟我说过，你把头发那个发型改一改吧。
I'd never change for anybody else.
我从来不为任何人改变我的发型。
But I told Helen, how do you want me to comb my hair?
但是我问我太太，你想我要梳什么样的发型呢？
She said, "I'll show you."
她说我告诉你，我来给你梳梳，你就知道。
She gave me a new hairdo.
然后她就给了我一个新发型。
In fact, just this morning before coming to church.
今天早上刚刚我们来教会之前。
You see, my hair was very unruly for 60-some years.
我的头发就那个样子，已经都六十多年了。
I'm 79 now.
我现在已经79岁。
And I have to have another leg.
我甚至要第三条腿，得拿拐棍了。
And I said, "Helen." Help me comb my hair this morning.
我问我太太说 ，Helen， 你帮帮我梳头。
I'm going to the Chinese church.
我今天要去中国教会。
And I wanted to look like you wanted to look.
我希望我的发型是你喜欢的样子。
She combed my hair.
然后她就帮我梳头。
And spread it for me.
然后她真是把头发发型梳出来了。
Why did that happen?
为什么这一切会这样发生呢
？I wouldn't do it for anybody else.
我绝对不会为任何另外一个人去改变发型的。
In fact, I have a businessman friend in Guatemala.
我甚至我有一个在危地马拉有一个朋友。
I told him this story.
我告诉他这个故事。
And he told me, he said, "Glenn, I would never do that."
他跟我讲 ，Glenn， 我绝对不会干这事儿。
My wife would never comb my hair.
我太太可别想梳我的头。
But I did.
但是 ，Doctor，
we both changed.
我们两个人都愿意改变。为什么
？There's a different relationship.
因为我们的关系不一样啊。
Agape love. Will help you to do things you wouldn't do for anybody else.
这无条件的这种 agape 的这种爱，就可以使你做你不会为任何人做的事。
And you know what? If we have agape love for Jesus, there's things we'll do for him we wouldn't do for anybody else. That's not the end of the story. I looked at Helen and she had some dresses I didn't like. Nothing wrong with them. Very modest. I didn't like the style of those dresses. I won't tell you what they are, and some of you may like it. He said, okay, what kind of dresses do you want? I said, let's go to the store and we'll look for some. So I went with her. And we picked out some new dresses that I liked. We bought them. From now on, she always asked me if I liked the dresses she gets. But that's not all. She looked at me and said, Glenn, I don't like some of the pants you wear. She didn't like the color of them. I said, okay, Helen. What kind of pants you want me to wear? I'm no good at matching colors. So we again went to the store. She helped me pick out some pants. And now she helps me with my clothes too. What causes all of this? Agape love. Should we have the same respect, the same love for God that we have for each other? Now, besides agape love, there's another Greek word that's translated love. This is phileo. In English, we probably would translate it like. It's a lower kind of love. One Bible commentary said, phileo love is from the head. Agape love is from the heart. And it's interesting that this phileo love is only mentioned 25 times in the New Testament. Let me give you just a few examples of how phileo is used in the New Testament. In Matthew 6:5, phileo is used to show self-righteousness, pride, and hypocrisy. And in Matthew
23:6,
it refers to a love that likes to have prestige.
他也提到这种phileo love, 就是这些法利赛人他们很爱拥有这种优先权, 让别人高看他们。
People that like to sit in the seats of honor.
他们喜欢坐在宴会的时候坐在高位上。
They want to be recognized.
他们也喜欢人们能够尊重他们, 能够认可他们。
That's phileo love.
这也提到的这种就是phileo, 这种喜欢的这种爱。
And in Luke 20, verse 46, it's a love of recognition. As for people that like to show themselves very important. Have you seen people that think they're important? It's bad when you stop, when a policeman stops you and he thinks he's important. The Bible says that's phileo love. Then in John chapter 15 and verse 19, phileo love is the love that the world gives.
所有的这些世上的东西。
You know, the world doesn't know agape love.
这个世界可是不知道无条件的爱是怎么回事。
All they have is phileo love.
这个世界所能给你的就是这种phileo喜欢的这种爱。
And then in Revelation chapter 22:15,
在启示录第22章15节也用到这个phileo的这个词。
The Bible says that those that love lies.
那些喜欢谎言的就是这种用的就是这个词。
That's phileo.
就是喜欢这种phileo的爱。
But then even more important, it's a love that betrays.
而且这个特别更重要的是马太福音26章48节提到的这种。
You know when Judas betrayed Christ with a kiss?
犹大他用一个吻来出卖耶稣的时候用的就是这个phileo这个词。
The Greek word that's used there is phileo.
他在新约里面用的这个希腊文原文用的就是phileo这个词。 26章48。
Judas betrayed Jesus with a phileo kiss.
就是犹大用一个亲吻来出卖耶稣，他48节，我与谁亲嘴谁，那卖耶稣给他们一个暗号，说我与谁亲嘴谁就是他，你们可以。
We shouldn't have that kind of love for Christ, should we?
我们针对神的爱可不能是这种phileo的爱，是不是？
Now, let's look back at the story again in chapter 21 and verse 15.
我们再看看第21章，约翰福音21章15节，这个耶稣对问彼得的这个问题。
Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
耶稣对西门彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus used the word agape.
耶稣用到的词是 agape， 是无条件的爱。
But then when Peter answered, he said, "Yes, I love you."
然后彼得回答说，主啊，我爱你。
But he used the word phileo.
要注意，彼得用的词是 phileo， 就是喜欢的意思。
Jesus asked him the second time.
然后耶稣又问他第二次。
Peter, do you have agape love for me?
主问他，彼得，你对我的爱是无条件的爱吗？
Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, I have phileo love."
彼得回答又是主啊，我对你的是 phileo， 是喜欢的爱。
But then the third time, Jesus said, "All right, Peter."
第三次，耶稣说，好吧，彼得。
Do you have phileo love for me?
主又问他，你对我的爱是这种喜欢的爱吗？
And Peter was grieved that the third time. Jesus used this word phileo.
彼得感到非常难过，因为耶稣第三次问的就是这个喜欢的爱。
Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know everything."
他说，主啊，你知道一切。
You know, I'm no better than Judas.
主啊，你知道我并不比犹大强多少。
Judas had a phileo love for you.
犹大对你是这种喜欢的爱。
I denied you three times.
我三次不认你。
I can't say I have agape love for you.
彼得说实在，我对你并不是无条件的爱。
Best I can say is I have phileo love.
所以彼得所能说的最好的就是我喜欢的爱。
Don't you like Peter, his honesty?
你们是不是喜欢彼得呢？他真的是很诚实。
No hypocrisy.
他可是没有，不是个假冒。
Wasn't trying to show off that he was something he was not.
他没有表现说我不拥有的东西，他表现的他有，他没有。
Peter was saying, "Lord, I'm no better than." Peter said, "I'm no better than Judas."
彼得的说法就是主啊，我并不比犹大强。
Judas had a phileo love, and he betrayed you.
犹大对你是喜欢的爱，他出卖了你。
I had phileo love, and I denied you three times.
可是我对你的爱也是这种喜欢的爱，我三次不认你。
But you know what? The story doesn't end there.
但是，这个故事并没有在这里结束。
Jesus came down to Peter's level.
主开始是从无条件的爱，他降到彼得的这个爱的层次。
He transformed Peter.
他改造了彼得。
On the day of Pentecost.
但是我们知道五旬节的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came to them.
当圣灵降临的时候。
Cleansed their hearts by faith.
他们的心就被这个信心所洗净了。
And he filled their hearts with agape love.
主让他们所有的人心里都充满了是这种无条件的爱。
You may ask, how do you know?
你也许问你怎么知道啊？
Well, Saint Peter wrote two epistles.
我们知道这同样的彼得写过两本彼得书，彼得前书和后书。
And then all of those two epistles,
在那两本书信里面，
Peter never used the word phileo again.
彼得再也不曾用过。
He always used agape love.
他一提到爱，他总是用 agape 无条件的爱。
Jesus lifted him up from phileo love.
耶稣把彼得从这个喜欢的爱给提升。
And gave him that real divine love of agape in his heart.
他在彼得的心里放进去的是这种无条件的爱。
And Peter became a strong evangelist. On his first message, he won 3,000 people to the Lord. What a wonderful testimony Peter had. It changed his life. He became one of the leaders of the early church. He was a great apostle. Because God gave him agape love. Now this isn't in the Bible. But history tells us that Peter and his wife were both arrested for being Christians. History tells us that both of them were condemned to be crucified. And according to this history, Peter's wife was crucified first. They said that Peter had to watch while his wife was being crucified. That would be a very hard experience. To see your wife that you loved being crucified, nails in their hands and feet. But throughout that crucifixion, they say Peter begged his wife, please don't deny the Lord. Your pain will soon be over. Then you'll go to heaven. Don't do what I did. Don't give up. Be faithful unto death. And then it was Peter's turn to be crucified. But he said, I'm not worthy to be crucified like Christ. According to the story, he asked to be crucified upside down. The pain would be much worse. It'd take him longer to die. Why did Peter do that? Agape love out of the heart made the difference. And I want to tell you, dear friends, this morning, agape love will make a difference in your hearts and lives. It'll be easy to be a Christian if you have agape love. Let me close now with a little illustration. A few weeks ago, my wife and I had the privilege of being in Atlanta, Georgia with our son there. They told us of a Palestinian that was going to be there that had converted to Christianity. We had the privilege of meeting him and hearing him speak. He wasn't just any Palestinian. He was a terrorist. He taught little boys from 9 to 12 to hate and to shoot and to kill.
教那些童子军,9岁到12岁的小孩子怎么样去杀人,怎么样去...
In fact, he had grown up with Arafat.
实际上他是跟阿拉法特一起长大的。
Some of you, I'm sure, have heard of Arafat.
我们中间很多人都知道阿拉法特这个人。
He had grown up with him.
他跟阿拉法特一同长大。
In fact, this man, his name is Tass.
这个人名字叫Tass。
He was Arafat's chauffeur.
他是阿拉法特的司机。
He hated everybody.
他恨任何每个人。
He hated the Arabs.
他恨那些阿拉伯人。
He hated the Jews.
他也恨犹太人。
He hated the Americans.
他也恨美国人。
He hated Christians.
他恨基督徒。
He killed so many people.
他杀了很多人。
He doesn't even know.
他甚至都不记得自己杀了多少人。
He loved to go by Christian homes and throw hand grenades into the house and kill the whole family.
他喜欢做的事就是经过一个基督徒的家人，可能把一个什么炸弹丢进去，把全家人都炸死。
But one day in God's providence,
有一天呢,就在真的是神的感动之下,
Tass came to America.
他来到美国,
he became friends with a very rich American who was a Christian.
他和一个很富有的一个美国基督徒交了朋友。
even though he was very mean to this man.
尽管他对这个美国人很不客气。
But this rich man had given him a job.
但是这个富有的美国人给了他一份
工作。And he needed a job.
他当时真是需要一份工作。
And even though he treated the American very bad, the American had love for him.
尽管他对这个美国人很不客气，美国人对他还是有爱。
And one day that love converted Tess.
有一天呢，这个爱就真的改变了 Tess.
He became a Christian.
他成为一个基督徒。
He was transformed.
他完完全全的被改变了。
I have his book here.
我手头这边有他的一本书。
Once.An Arafat man. His story is tremendous.
这个故事真的是非常的震撼人心。
What made the difference?
这究竟是什么让他变成现在的？
Agape love.
这就是无条件的爱。
We went to a friend of ours in Atlanta, Georgia for a meal.
我们的去一个朋友家里去吃饭。
Tess and his wife were there.
Tess 和他的太太都在那儿。
You see, Tess had made his family.Convert to Islam. He made his wife、mm-hmm. and a son and daughter become Muhammad's Islam. He was so mean to all of them, nobody liked him. And when he became a Christian, they hated him that much more. But Tess now had agape love in his heart. That made a big difference. And that love won his family to the Lord. His wife is now a Christian. Their son and daughter are Christians. When I first met him, I went to shake his hand.He said, no,
他说不,
I want to give you a hug.
他说我想要拥抱你。
He said, a few years ago, I would have killed you.
他说几年，如果是几年前呀，我说不定就把你干掉了。
I hated you.
他说我讨厌你，不行。
Because you were an American.
因为你是美国人。
You were a Christian.
你是个基督徒。
I would have killed you.
就几年前的话，我说不定就把你干掉了。
But he said, now, my heart has changed.
他说我的心完全改变了。
He gave me a big hug.
他给了我一个很大的拥抱。
And said, I love you.
然后他说我爱你。
I would hug you instead of killing you.
他说我现在要拥抱你，我不会再像过去那样。
That made a big impact on me.
这对我的冲击很大。
What made the difference?
就究竟是什么造成了这改变？
What changed things?
究竟是什么改变了一切？
Agape love in his heart.
就是他心里这种无条件的爱。
I want to tell you folks.
我想要告诉大家。
Agape love will change your heart.If you let Christ come in,
如果你让耶稣基督进到你的心里，你心里这种无条件的爱也会改变你。
You'll become a different person.
你会成为一个不一样的人。
And guess what?
你知道吗
？Tess has a school now in Jericho.
这个 Tess 现在在耶利哥有的一个学校。
Where he's teaching little boys to love instead of hate.
他开始教那些小男孩子们怎么样去爱，而不是去恨。
He has gone to Jerusalem.
他也去了耶路撒冷。
And established a school there for Arabs.And for Jews, established a school.
他在那边为阿拉伯人、为犹太人甚至建立了学校。
He used to kill them.
他过去是杀这些阿拉伯人、犹太人的。
Now he has a school to teach them.
他现在在那边建立了学校来教那边的孩子。
Oh, it's dangerous.
那是很危险的事情。
His own brother wanted to kill him.
他自己的哥哥都想要把他杀掉。
His own brother has offered $1 million to anybody that kills him.
他自己的哥哥悬赏$100,000，任何人只要能杀了他弟弟就可以拿100万。
I said, Tess, aren't you afraid to go back?
我问他，我说 Tess, 你回去你不害怕吗？
He said, no.
他说不怕。
I'm ready to die.
他说我已经准备好了。
If God wants me to be a testimony there,
他说
I'm willing to die.
他说如果主愿意让我做出一个见证，那我很愿意去死。
He's over there right now.
他现在就在耶路撒冷。
Winning more Palestinians.
他用爱可以赢得更多的巴勒斯坦人。
And they kicked him out of Gaza.
他们在加沙那边把他给赶出来了。
But he left an office there.
但是他那边建立了一个办公室。
To try to reach the Palestinians.
他想要向那些巴勒斯坦人伸出手去。
But in this war they had over there.
在加沙，我们知道那边一直战争不断。
They dropped a 6-ton bomb on his office.
他们那边的巴勒斯坦人把他的办公室呢丢了一个6吨重的大炸弹。
There's nothing left.
所以一切都炸飞了。
But he's still there.
但是他还是在那儿。
He can't go there, but he has representatives there.
他本人不能去，但是他有他的代表在那儿。
And God is using Tass over there.
主是在用 Tass 这个人在那里。
I wish I could tell you the whole story.
我真是希望把他所有的故事都跟大家分享。
But I'm just going to leave this with you.
但是我想要跟大家说。
It's agape love that changed him.
是就是无条件的爱改变了他。
And it will change you.
这种无条件的爱也会改变你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word.
天父主，我们感谢你今天早上给我们的信息。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your agape love.
我们感谢你给我们那无条件的爱。
We thank you for the love that you have for us.
我们感谢你对我们拥有这样的爱。
And we pray you'll give us that love in our hearts.
主啊，我们也祷告你，让我们心里有这样的爱，能用这样的爱来爱你。
That we can love you.
我们可以这样爱你。
And love each other with your agape love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢大家.